Hey, welcome to the call. This is Coach Chris Wilson with CriticalBench.com, and I am very, very, very happy to have with me today Coach Brian Klepacki with us to talk about Crunchless Core. Brian is a strength coach. He's part of the team. He's been in countless YouTube videos. He's created free reports. He's created other products, co-created other things with us. He's been around now for coming up on 2 years. So he's just been a tremendous presence with the team since he came on board. And Brian, as the creator of Crunchless Core, just give us a little bit more maybe background information. First of all, hello. And please give us some background information about, you know, what you've been doing the last 15 years.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear your voice, Chris, as always. So my name is Brian Klepacki, for all those who have no idea who I am. And as Chris touched on, I'm a certified strength coach with the National Strength and Conditioning Association. I've had that certification for years. This is the certification that all elite coaches and trainers must have if you're going to deal with professional sports, collegiate athletes, Olympic medalists, you name it, this is the certification that you have to have in order to you know, pretty much just stand the mark. Also a certified sports nutritionist. I'm a functional movement specialist. I'm a triathlon coach. In other words, I deal a lot with athletes, and I've been doing this for the past 15 years. I have a master's degree in exercise science with a concentration of strength and conditioning. I got that wonderful certification, or that degree, from Florida Atlantic University down in Boca Raton. So needless to say, I've been around athletes, all kinds of athletes. I've also helped create athletes. So for the past 15 years or so, that's been my drive, my passion, and my life. So up to today, you know, jumped on with Critical Bench a couple years ago and been writing a lot of good stuff based on my experience and my education, and love to keep that relationship going and just keep helping everybody out there with YouTube and Facebook and just kind of unloading my information into their training. So that's my life, 15 years in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's a much better job than I could have done, that's for sure. I just assume you talk about your life than me fumble through it. You're also, you started your own business, OptiMax Performance Training, and so people can, they can also find you at OptiMaxPerformance.com.
Yep.
And that's how, you know, that's your, you know, you are still currently actively working with clients and stuff, even though you do stuff with us, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do pretty much on a daily basis, run my own strength and conditioning business here in St. Pete, Florida, and deal with a lot of triathletes and a lot of youth athletics and do some customizing online programs and, you know, that whole side. And I love dealing with people like that. So that's my other, my real personal physical job outside of writing YouTube and Facebook content.
And you're a competitive triathlete yourself, or, you know, and have been in recent years. Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up playing soccer, basketball, you know, speed, quickness, power sports. And then once I hit into college, you know, I just got turned on to long, slow distance type of training. Even though my body is still a power, you know, a power body, that endurance doesn't just come naturally, but it's a different kind of challenge that I love. So, yeah, competitive triathlete, obstacle course racing, you name it, I try to do it.
Yeah, well, I've seen your moves, and if I could even, I could barely cover you on the basketball court. So I know that the speed and the quickness, explosiveness is there. So so the strength training and stuff definitely supports that. Let's dive into some questions. I got a lot of them for you, and I really want to get into this program that you've created, and it's pretty amazing, and it's unlike anything else out there. Number one, I got to ask you, when's the last time you yourself did a crunch or sit up in a workout?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. It had to have been before going to school for exercise science. I mean, I was a, you know, typical gym rat, not knowing what to do, just kind of watching other people do, I just, whatever, you know, I just kind of, I absorbed things by osmosis. You know, I was around people who bench pressed, so I benched. You know, I was around people who ran, so I ran, you know. And then, so the honest answer for that question would probably be a good 8-9 years ago. And then once I hit grad school, I realized how dangerous a crunch and sit-up really is on that spine, especially for athletic performance. So I scratched that completely. So yeah, 8-9 years ago when I was in school.
Yeah, and that definitely lines up pretty well with how long, you know, it's been since, you know, strength coaches, you know, strength experts really have like kind of said, you know, don't waste your time with those movements. They're
right.
They're hurting
yeah.
you more than they're helping you. You're better off doing, you know, XYZ, you know.
Right.
And I remember that, you know, because we've been at this roughly the same amount of time, you know, working with clients and working in the fitness industry. And I remember that when, you know, in the early to mid 2000s, it was just like kind of a no-no. It's like, don't my very next question. And do you think that most people, the average person, want a killer six pack for the beach or just to feel leaner and look better on date night? Like, in terms of, you know, going to work or whatever, like, what would you say, like, when you talk to people, what are they really looking for as a goal physically?
Yeah, I would say yes.
both. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's just demographic where you live. Athletes, they don't care about looking sexy on the beach. They want to perform well. They want to be lean. They want to be fast.
Yeah.
And they want to look fast too.
Yeah.
So the killer six pack, I guess that would be more of like the bodybuilding with figure competitors, physique. I don't really don't deal with those individuals too much. So in my sphere, my business, I would say I would lean more towards the latter, feel leaner and look better. So I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting a killer six pack, but I believe you can be lean, have a six pack, and feel good at the same time.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, you're like I said, you're kind of you're the blend. You're the guy that's walking around, you know, sub 10% body fat all year long, and your exercise, what you're doing in your exercise backs up, you know, kind of gives you all that physical ability too. You know, so it's great. The only reason I asked that question is because I do think that most people, they just want to feel good in their own skin, and mm-hmm. they want to be able to put on, like, maybe some nice clothes and feel good when they go to work or go out on a date
Absolutely.
With their spouse and just, you know, just feel like, just like that lean kind of healthy feeling versus like, oh, I got to look like I'm a, you know, I'm ready to, like, rip my shirt off and, you know, and do a photo shoot on the beach, you know.
Right, yeah. A lot of people can even tell if you're spending way too much time on a particular muscle group. Like, you know, like everybody makes jokes of, like, you know, people with chicken legs, you know, they just spend all the time on the upper body, they skip leg day. It almost looks, you know, dysmorphic or unproportional just to have a killer six pack with nothing else to go with it.
Right.
Now, if you look lean all over and you don't necessarily have a six-pack, but you look good, you feel good, and people say, hey, he looks pretty good or she looks pretty good, I think that's a win in my book. I'd rather be on that side than just have a killer six-pack and nothing else to go with it.
Right, right. Agreed. I mean, that's where, you know, for me, getting super lean has been like a huge struggle for me, for a lot of years. And, I mean, there's just so many good excuses, you know, as to why I can't do it, or, you know, I've only been able to do it a few times in my life. So, but just for me, yeah, it's just kind of like getting to that weight. There's a particular weight I think that all of us feel the best at, and it doesn't mean you have to have the six pack when you're there. It's just about how good do you feel and how well are you moving, you know? So
sure.
That's what the program provides. So, here's a question that's geared for the person that is, like, coming from a place of pain. Can can some of the damage caused to the spine after years of crunches and sit-ups, so I'm talking about the person that's maybe been kind of doing it the wrong way, not thinking they were doing everything right, kind of like the guy I talked about earlier that was a client of yours, can they reverse some of this damage by doing crunchless core, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that damage can be reversed. Now, a lot of that does take into consideration how severe the damage is.
Sure.
How, you know, their age, their current ability to get in the gym and follow whatever I give them. I mean, if they're 60 years old and only have 30 minutes 1 week to train, you know, chances are the damage will not be reversed. So with that said, I mean, it is possible. It's definitely doable, and it will take work depending on how severe the damage is. So, you know, I deal with people all the time that always come in. The reason why they come to me in the first place is usually, like I said, you know, half hour ago, is that they come to me because whatever they were doing didn't work and ended up injuring them. So I deal a lot with people who suffer from injury. You know, runners have bad knees, or, you know, a baseball player has a hurt shoulder. So I do more rehab or prehab, if you will, to get them up to speed, and then we progress forward. So I got to kind of go back, fix the damage, and then we can go forward, because you're going to hit a limit at some point if you don't fix the damage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, it's good to know, though, because I think there's so many people, because it goes back to all that sitting and doing the wrong, you know, getting poor advice, really, from just outdated information, or somebody that maybe, you know, they've been in the industry for years and years, but they've kind of been out of the loop for the last 10 or 15 years.
Right.
You know, and so these poor people are out there, you know, they're trying to do good for themselves, and then they're just not getting out of pain. But
right.
I want that person to know, like, this program can do that. Like, you're doing so many, and I've done a lot of these, or if not all these workouts, and they're challenging, they're fun, they're, you know, you can feel the difference through
right.
your middle. I mean, within a matter of like a few weeks, I've spent, you know, some time doing these programs, and they're pretty cool. I mean, they're unlike anything I've ever done, and I've done a lot of different exercise routines in my time. You know, I've been exercising since I was in high school, you know, 25 years ago. So it's unlike anything else out there. Well, Brian, I thank you so much for your time, for talking about Crunchless Core. It's amazing. Now, people who want more information, they can get to the website at www.stopdoingsitups.com.
Right.
Right? Stopdoingsitups.com. Type that in, and that'll take you right to just pretty much all this information that we just hit on. I mean, you know, from top to bottom, they're going to be able to find out and more details about what we've just discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. And a last thing before we conclude this is that I got to be honest with people. I mean, this is not a quick fix. It's a long-term solution. It's the long-term solution. It's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight. And, I mean, it's 60 days. People, they might be turned off with 60 days, but what's 60 days in our entire life? If this 60 days will transform the next 30 years, sign me up. I mean, it boils my blood when people say, oh, I want to lose this now. I got 2 weeks. I just tell them to shut up, because I don't want to hear them complain about back pain years from now when I've given them the tools they need now to take care of the rest of their life. So this isn't a program to just quickly do it and expect these radical outcomes. I mean, it's hard work. You're going to be huffing and puffing. There's going to be some stuff you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do it. But I got to trust the process. I got to grind it out. I'm going to be sore. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be fatigued. But again, if you put in the hard work, you're going to grind it out. I guarantee that the results will happen, and not just physically on the outside, but on the inside. You're going to feel good. You're going to move well. You're going to be able to touch your toes. You're going to be able to just go throughout every day, you know, feeling better, with a less chance of injury. So that's where I leave with that.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. You know, people want the quick fix, the quick results and everything else. And, you know, what's taken them years to create, they want to be able to undo in a matter of like a few days or a few weeks. And it's
right.
just not the way life works, you know. It took you know, how many years to gain that 20 or 25 or 30 pounds that you want gone, and you're expecting it to be just history in like 2 to 3 weeks. It's just not
right.
the way it works. It's not a long, like you say, it's not a long-term realistic solution or approach.
Correct.
So
absolutely.
Now, absolutely. I mean, this type of training, that's what's neat about this program too, is that, you know, this is the way, once you go through this program, this is the way you can train your body for the long haul forever.
Yeah.
And
now
doing, you know.
Yeah, I'll add one more thing and then we can wrap it up. But whoever's listening, they might be thinking, well, this sounds too advanced for me or too challenging.
Yeah, sure.
We've included a, it's called an exercise exchange manual. It's included with the program that if let's say, for instance, they do have knee pain and they can't do one of the exercises that requires, you know, obviously the legs, there are alternative exercises that they can do, you know, as a beginner. I mean, some people might be brand new to exercise. So this program would benefit them just because we have included pretty much an alternate exercise to every exercise in this program. So, and again, I know there's going to be a lot of people that can't do an L-sit pull-up. I mean, it's one of the hardest exercises, so we've included, you know, an alternate exercise that pretty much anybody can do.
Yeah, yeah, and that's huge to have those, like, what we call in the business regressions, you know.
Right.
You know, less difficult, less challenging movements that are still, you know, going to give you some good results. And then you can build up to be able to do, you know, that exercise that's in the program. Yeah, so that's huge. Yeah, that's a really nice manual to refer to. The exercise
yep.
exchange, yeah, that's a big deal. I'm glad you mentioned that. So
yeah, just
again, for more information, it's stopdoingsitups.com. You get on there, you're going to learn a lot more about Brian. You're going to learn everything about what Crunchless Core is, everything that we've discussed. There's FAQs, you know, there's everything's on there. I mean, it's. You're just going to be able to probably answer almost all your questions. And just thank you so much, Brian, for your time. And he's the creator of Crunchless Core. Yes, yes, sir. Well, you have yourself a terrific day. And thank you again.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.